Racing.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information not available anywhere else. Trainer and jockey stats, detailed pedigree data, exclusive brisk pace, speed, and class ratings, free membership, free handicapping software, race entries and results, handicapper selections, and so much more. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BristNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, Destin's impressive win in the Grade 3 Sam F. Davis Stakes last Saturday stamped him as a serious contender for the upcoming Classics. Destin, a $400,000 Keeneland Sales grad, is a full brother to the Grade 1 winner, Creative Cause, by Champion Sire John's Causeway out of Grade 1 winner and millionaire Siberian Summer. It's a Grade 1 family right at the top of the pedigree. Creative Cause won the Grade 1 Norfolk and the Grade 2 Best Pal as a two-year-old, with placings in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile and the Grade 1 Del Mar Fortuity. He was never out of the money at two. At three, he won the Grade 2 San Felipe, came within a nose of winning the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby, and also placed in the Classic Grade 1 Preakness and the Grade 2 San Vicente for earnings of over $1 million. He holds the distinction of defeating every horse he ever faced. Watch for his first crop two-year-olds at the major sales. Yearling sold for up to $400,000 last year, and he stands in Mr. and Mrs. Brereton and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. $15,000 live foal. See the website at airdriestud.com, and keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
From the horse capital of the world, it's Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis on Fox Sports 1580.
And down, not such they come!
We'll talk about the horses.
Oh, whirl away, pulls away.
The people.
Here comes Tim Tam down the middle of the track now.
And the history of the thoroughbred industry.
And it's secretary on the winter by 2.5 lengths.
Now live from Kentucky's bluegrass region, here's Ursel.
Well, good morning, and we are here at the clocker stand, and it's been a busy clocker stand this morning. I think we've got how many out there, Jackie?
Oh, we're on page two.
On page two already. Well, it's 35 to a page.
Yeah, we're in the middle of page two.
Remember that morning that you and I had 119 workers?
By ourselves, sitting right there.
Yeah.
It was ugly.
It was ugly.
I know. It's a good thing I had coffee that morning, because it was one of those.
I tell you what, it was. I'll never forget it, but we got it done. I don't know how accurate we were, but we got it done.
Can I say something real quick?
Say something.
Our daughter came up with cancer, breast cancer. About 3 months ago, we found it, and we took her to Markey. And those people at Markey Cancer Center are wonderful. They are extraordinary. Besides being terrific doctors, nurses, and everything, they are so kind and so nice and understand what you're going through. I just think hats off to those people. They're wonderful. Thank you. That was all.
All right. Well, what are we going to do for the show today, now that we've got our thank yous out of the way?
Yeah.
Well, Craig Brodgen's coming in. He and his wife, Carrie, own Machmer Hall over in Bourbon County. That's a part of Arthur Hancock's old original farm there. Well, not original, but the farm where he raised up all those runners, you know, and everything. And he sold it to them a few years back. I don't know how. I'll find out how long they've had that. Wonderful piece of property, great big old trees and fertile land. And, you know, at least two Derby winners came off of it. I do know that. So, you know, so anyway, and the reason I called them is because they were the breeders of three stakes winners over the holiday weekend.
Wow.
It's been a long time since one breeder that I know has come up with three stakes winners in one day. And they weren't, you know, they weren't nickel stakes. They were very important stakes. You know, Teppan, you know, won the Grade 3 Endeavor. And, of course, you know Teppan. She, of course, won the Breeders' Cup Mile. Kid Cruz won the John B. Campbell Handicap. That was at Laurel. And the third one was that really fast Mizzen Mass Philly Stone-tastic at Gulfstream Park. She won the Miami Shores Handicap. So three nice wins.
That's super.
They've all won at least $500,000 each, all three of them. So
wow.
Those people are really breeding some runners.
Yeah, and that's not luck when you do that well. I mean, consistently like that, they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, Craig is coming on. His wife, Carrie, couldn't make it. And I'm kind of disappointed because she was real fun to talk to on telephone.
Yeah.
But I'll have her a little bit later.
Yeah, there you go.
Craig, if you don't do a good job, we're going to get killed.
Ooh, threats.
There you go.
8 o'clock in the morning and he's threatening people.
All right. Well, I guess Michael will know that we're here at the Clocker Stand.
Yeah, they would. But he put up on their Facebook, Shadwell gave them a truck.
Isn't that nice?
Beautiful truck. Yeah, I want to hear about that. That's really nice. Shadwell being one of our sponsors, nice people.
Yes, they are.
So what a nice thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So
I wonder if he'll drive it this morning.
Oh, I imagine. He better.
Oh.
Somebody give him money for gas.
Well, if anybody can hustle it, he will. All right, well, he'll stop by. I guess Dr. Brian Waldron is going to come by if he's not busy.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he has an emergency call or something like that. And he's a resident vet at, well, not resident, but he does all of most of the free vet work at Old Friends, and he is with Parks. And they do donate a lot of their services and everything.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Of course, just about everything's donated over there.
Well, you know, Parks was, when Rerun was here, they did so much for Lisa.
Yeah,
and Lisa Malloy. Just one thing after another.
Yeah, Lisa's in New York now. She's moved Rerun, the basics base of Rerun now is based in New York.
Yeah, and the NYRA asked her to move. She's their pick.
Yeah.
To
she's really good.
Oh my gosh, I've never seen anybody better.
Yeah.
She, a lot of people will take a racehorse off the track and turn it out for 6 months. She turns it out for a day or two and brings it in and turns it out, and then she's on them.
Yeah.
She's trail riding. She knows.
It doesn't take her any time.
No, I don't know. And they understand real quick from her that they don't have to go particularly fast and just.
I know they had this one horse that came from out here that we kept running off and running off, you know. And this was a horse that won $400,000 or $500,000. And Lisa took him within 2 weeks. He was ground tied.
Yes.
You know. And follow her up like a dog up and down the shed row.
Oh, you know? And poking his nose in the feed room.
Yeah.
I'm here. You know, I mean, she's just got some people are naturals. She's just got a way with great.
Well, they're running one stakes race. What are they running down there today? Anyway, there's a stakes race at Gulfstream, so we're going to get Steve Moody to come on. And don't go on to do a little history with Joe Palmer. Well, Craig Bodgson will be on at 9. So we're going to try to do a little history, do a little Joe Palmer, whatever it takes, you know, to get things done. Some nice races going today. Out at Santa Anita, it's the Grade 2 Buena Vista, and it's drawn a field of 12. I guess the favorite in there will be that Stormy Atlantic filly, Stormy Lucy. But there's, you know, there's some other horses in there. That the horse on the rail, the Empire Maker filly, Carrie Bell, should get some attraction. And then there's that filly from Great Britain, Prize Exhibit. A bunch of stakes down at the fairgrounds today. Of course, they're running the Risen Star. It's a Grade 2 race for three-year-olds going a mile in the 16th Derby of horses. And, of course, Risen Star was a secretariat. Might have been one of the best things, either that or General Assembly, the two best things that Colt said he ever sired. Of course, he sired some top fillies. Let's see how many is scheduled to go in there. It's a field of 13, but they scratched a couple. Number 3 horse, Dolphus, is not going. And the number 9 horse, Leoban, is not going also. There's a couple of – see who the favorite in there will be. Probably Arrow Force, that Colonel John Cope, will be the favorite. And, of course, Colonel John standing over at Windstar Farm. Son of Tis Now, and a good one, too. The horse is really coming on. And then Mo Tom is by Uncle Mo, his first crop. He's got 7 stakes winners in his first crop. I think it's 7 stakes winners and something like 16 stakes horses in his first crop, Uncle Mo.
Wow.
Obviously getting the job done.
Dr. Byers was right.
Yeah.
About him.
Let's see. Because there's a Forever Mo in there is also. So there's a couple of them. Let's see what else we got down at the fairgrounds. The Rachel Alexandra Stakes at Grade 2 races on a field of 9 in there. A couple of congrats fillies. Venus Valentine and Forever Darling. I guess the feature will be stage, the favorite will be Stage Play. It's a curling filly. She will probably be the favorite. There's an Uncle Mo in that one, too. Let's see what else. The Mine Shaft, Grade 3, also at down at the fairgrounds. Oh, I know who the favorite's going to be here. It'll be International Star. That's that Fuji H, the Pegasus horse that is owned by Ken and Sarah Ramsey. That horse has won well over $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, I think he's got another horse that just went over $1 million this year.
Bless his heart. I'm sure he needs the money.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about Ken. I'm talking about Fuji H, Pegasus.
Oh, I'm talking about Ken.
Well, anyway, there's a Giants Causeway in there, too. It's there's this Eagles in there, a candy ride. That's going to be the second choice, I imagine. And let's see, the Fairgrounds Handicap, Grade 3, drawn a field of 9. The favorite in there would be likely will be Chocolate Ride. That's a candy ride. I would think there's a couple of war fronts in there. Departing in Blarp, B-L-A-R-P. Blarp. Now, how would you name me in my
what?
B-L-A-R-P. Blarp.
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 Oh, that's really an excellent name. Hoo-wee. Come on, Blarp.
It might be somebody's last name. Joe Blarp.
if it's somebody's last name, it's probably Augustinian Blarp.
Okay, well, all right.
Yeah, family name.
Yeah, family name. The Blarps.
We probably hurt somebody's feelings this morning already. Oh. We haven't been on the air 10
minutes.
There
we go.
Yeah.
Somebody's stomach did something funny.
Yeah, sound like an ailment of the lower regions, for sure.
Yeah, the war fronts, a couple of them, Blarp and Departing. And let's see what else is news. Well, they're running the stakes at Gulfstream. I think it's the only one. I don't think they're running any graded stakes down there today. They're running a race called the Melody of Color Stakes. It's got a field of 8 in there. The favorite is Cashback by Congrats. As a proud citizen's in there. What's that thing's name? Dad's Kiddo. More Reality is a More Than Ready. It's a nice kind of a feel there. Also, Zenyatta's second foal, making his first start today in a maiden special out at Santa Anita belongs to Jerry and Ann Moss. And of course, John Cerise trains it. And that's the second foal out of Zenyatta. The first one was a Bernardini. Cosmic One was his name, I think. And didn't do too well in his debut last April and hadn't hit the board in 2 lifetime starts. So maybe hopefully will run a little bit better. Her foals have not run as well as Rachel Alexander's, as a matter of fact. So
I have a question.
All right.
They're down at Gulf, not the racetrack at New Orleans.
Yeah, okay. The Fairgrounds.
Fairgrounds. Wasn't it Joe Palmer that wrote that funny story about Frank James down at the Fairgrounds?
Well, there was some track out there. I don't know if it was the Fairgrounds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I was hoping that, because I love that story. I thought maybe you could read it.
Jesse James, brother.
Jesse James, brother Frank. Do you know that this is, see, you snicker when I look at Facebook, but somebody put a picture up of Frank James, went back to the family farm in Missouri and charged people 50 cents to come look at him. It's back when 50 cents was quite a piece of coin, but isn't that...
Was he pretty?
Oh, Lord, he looked like a bandit. He really did.
Well, he was.
Yeah. But that's one of my favorite stories. Yeah,
but he did end up on a racetrack. Did some work for the Morning Telegraph, which was a branch of the Daily Racing Form. And also he was the beard for one of the famous trainers back at that time. And I had his name on the tip of my tongue just a second ago. But anyway, he would handle the money, betting money.
Somebody said on Facebook that he was some kind of racetrack official, which I would find surprising, but he may have been.
Yeah.
And in that case,
that's one where the tornado hit that racetrack, you know, and
yeah,
caught him in the infield, and it was a little hollow there, you know, a little ditch. He jumped in that ditch down there, and some groom jumped in right behind him, looked at him, and started to get out of the ditch, you know, and he hollered at him, says, "Get down, you fool, you're going to get killed." Of course, he says, "Mr. Frank, says, the good Lord wants anybody on this racetrack, it's you," and he got up and ran.
That's one of my favorites.
Now, here comes
Michael.
Hey, he brought me a hat.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. A black hat.
Nice. I love to see Michael show up. Michael,
that's
I'm telling you.
Maybe the last place on the planet where they actually like to see me come.
Well, Michael has got the Catholic grade school syndrome. When you went to Catholic school, you didn't have to figure out anything to wear every day.
That's
right.
You put
the same stuff on. Michael comes in.
Robin never takes it off.
And a bow tie. A blue white shirt, blue gabardine pants,
yeah.
A white shirt, and a bow tie. Said SJS, St. Joseph's School, right over there.
And now he shows up in his old friend's uniform. You don't have to make a decision at all.
I know. The only time I wanted a uniform was on the baseball team, and I didn't get one.
So now it's get even time, and you wear old friends. Every Saturday.
Best thing about that, though, he probably didn't pay for that.
Oh, Lord, no.
Yeah. Are you kidding? Pay?
Hey, well, wait a minute.
What is that?
Let me make a break here.
Okay.
Well, speaking of pay.
Go for it.
Wait a minute. I've got to do exactly.
Cha-ching.
If you all will settle down over there, I'll do this commercial.
Yes, sir.
We're trying.
Okay, great. The leading first crop weanling sire of 2015, that was Orb. That's because he's siring grand individuals. Of course, he's a grand individual himself, and he was a flat runner, classic winner with a superb pedigree. What more could you ask for in a young sire prospect? Orb won the one we all want, won the Kentucky Derby. His fifth consecutive win, broke his maiden as a two-year-old at Aqueduct in November, won his first start as a three-year-old on January the 26th at Gulfstream, came back in his next start, won the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth. Then he won the Grade 1 Florida Derby, followed by an impressive win in the Grade 1 Kentucky Derby, won by 2.5 lengths over a terrific field. He also placed in the Grade 1 Belmont and the Grade 1 Travers, retired with earnings of over $2,612,000. Now, Orb is by Malibu Moon, sire also of a champion two-year-old colt, two classic-winning fillies, and of more than 90 stakes winners, and a son of AP Indy. Orb's Dam is by classic winner and classic sire and bridle from the family of the Great Ruffian and a host of other graded stakes winners. Stands for $25,000 due in the foal stands and nurses. Stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams, 859-233-4252, and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
Oh, here's a tip. When you do business, find people that you trust, especially insurance. We moved to Bourbon County. Friends recommended Hopewell Company, and that was over 30 years ago, and they've been taking care of our insurance needs ever since. Hopewell Company have got extensive experience working with horse farms and racing stables, and they cover our home, barn, vehicles, horse trailer, plus liability. And they've been right there whenever we needed them. Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. That's the key. They work for us, not the insurance company. So they shop around. They get the best coverage with the best prices from financially sound, reputable insurers. Contact Hopewell Company. They'll give you a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. Hopewell Company, founded in 1955 by Joe McLean, resides at 820 South Main in Paris, 987-2347. Or they got a Lexington number, 254-2431. That's Joe, Ted, Jody McLean. You'll get great service guaranteed.
Another insurance agency down in Paris is the Clay Warden Agency. And, of course, they specialize in equine insurance. And they're closely affiliated with one of the top farms down there, Indian Creek. The Clay Ward Agency was founded back the year the 20 grand won the Derby by Mr. James Clay Ward. And they've been providing the finest in equine insurance for over 80 years now. Successful because of the hard work, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. And those qualities are still carried on today by whatever by Bruce Isaacs and Shaq Parrish and John Hess. Let me give you the phone number down there, and it's an 859 number, 987-1861. 987-1861. Just think of the year that the Civil War started. Also, if whatever your insurance need, if it pertains to the thoroughbreds or the pros there at the Clay Ward agency, are in a great position to give you the best price and the best coverage available. And as I said, it's closely associated with Indian Creek, one of the most beautiful farms in central Kentucky. They've raised some stakes winners here and abroad. Many of the top stakes winners are first saw the light of day, including three or four champions. I forget how many it was. They raised so many of them down there. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and the Clay Ward Agency has insured many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. If you want to board your horses at Indian Creek, call Shaq or Nikki Dryan at 987-7443 and see the website, IndianCreekKY.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
All righty.
You know, now that I heard you earlier talking about Secretariat's great colts, and you didn't mention my favorite one.
What's your favorite one?
Tinner's Way at the farm.
Oh, well, I'm talking about the best of them.
Well, look at this. I got it right here. I got the evidence right here.
I'm at a disadvantage because
he won the Pacific Classic twice.
The only classic-winning son of Secretariat. Is Risen Star. All
that's
right.
Fine. I'm not saying Risen Star was a bad horse. I'm saying you didn't include Tinner's Way.
Oh, okay.
Gee whiz.
I thought you were picking a fight.
How does Jackie stand it? No, but I was looking at this. It is amazing. I mean, she canceled
blessings every day.
He beat Hall of Famer Best Pal. He ran against
as a California
bred Cigar. He ran against Cigars.
Did you hear that?
Finish second. Okay. Does he want an argument here? The evidence is clear, Your Honor. He's a very, very good horse. He earned $1.8 million and is a multiple grade one winner. And he carried a lot of weight, and especially around the farm. He still does. Carries a lot of weight.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you can say that he was. I don't think Risen Star is.
No, I think he's the greatest surviving colt for sure, horse now. But he was amazing. He ran on the grass. He ran on the dirt. He ran, you know, wherever you wanted him to run. He even ran against a Wad. But a Wad beat him. Mm-hmm. Holy Bull. As I say, he beat Best Pal in the Pacific Classic in '94. Beat Helmsman. He ran against Jerry and Cigar. Jerry's at the farm, of course. It's quite a devilish dude. Colonial Affair, Concern. He didn't dodge any of the fights.
Okay.
I just want him added. I'm not going to argue that he's the greatest Secretariat colt ever or anything else. I just want him included. Included.
All right.
Thank you.
Third best.
Arguably the best. That's what you said.
I'm not really sure.
Well, it's like that old song my friend Chance Langton used to sing. My friend Chance Langton, who's a comedian, had this song he used to sing. He goes, I sing better than Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley is dead. I run faster than Secretariat. Secretariat's dead. And he did this whole long thing. But anyway, he did a lot. It was very funny when he did it.
You know what Chris Crow showed me this morning on his little phone out there?
What?
He showed me a race of Ball 4 winning at Hollywood Park.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And he knew exactly what he paid that $36.
Wow. We have some Ball 4 books autographed by Jim Boughton, the Yankee pitcher who wrote the book Ball 4, and Julian Le Perroux, the jockey who wrote them.
Oh, I've got the book.
Yeah.
You talked me into buying one of those, so I've got it.
I haven't quite lost my touch. Oh, so let's talk about the truck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear about the truck. Where is it?
Keep on trucking.
Well, it's being used at the farm. I'm only allowed to take it off campus when it's not being used.
Nice. What is it?
It's a Nissan Frontier.
Oh, nice.
And I'd never been over to the back part where they have the mechanical parts and everything. It's like going to Advanced Auto Parts back there in the truck part of the farm. It's unbelievable. There's a wonderful guy named Scott there who runs it, and they keep all these trucks in tip-top shape. In fact, before they gave us the truck, they changed the oil, they gave us a new battery. They did everything.
Wow.
And it's a standard. I feel like I'm a teenager again.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Oh, it was so nice. Well, what happened is we went to the open house at Park Equine, the one you weren't invited to. You might have got something. I don't know. But anyway, we went to the open house and we ran into Kent Barnes. And I was telling him about the fire. And then I mentioned that Tim's car got – Tim our, Wilson, our farm manager. I mentioned that his car was gone. And he left his – all the stuff in it, in his car and everything else. So Kent mentioned that they were doing a turnover and they were going to get new trucks. And I guess once they hit 100,000 miles, they just turn them over. And they sell them on eBay.
Is that right?
Yeah. So Tim got his pick of the crop. He bought one. Inexpensively, but he bought one, and he got the automatic transmission and all the work, all the fixings. Anyway, so I stood behind Tim with a tin cup and a sorry look in my eye, and a sorry look in my eye, and I looked up at Kent and I said, "You know, Kent, we could really use a truck. So I'd like to." It's hard to get the words out. I'd like to buy one too. And Kent's, yeah,
he just, sorry, he just paid.
Take a sip of coffee. So Kent said, "Well, let me talk to Rick Nichols, who runs the farm, and see what we can do. We might be able to work on a donation." And Monday, he called me up and said, "Come get your truck. It's free."
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice. Very nice. And we really needed it. It was perfect because the other truck has 200,000 miles on it. It's really gone.
It was pretty. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's very, very nice. It's great gas mileage. And I said they've been so well maintained by the staff over there that you couldn't ask for anything better. So we're very, very, very grateful.
Who's farm manager over there?
Rick Nichols.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Haven't had Nichols on the show.
Yeah.
So
he's been there
ago.
Forever, like yeah. mid-80s, yeah. I think. Yeah. His ex-wife was my nurse when I had my ear operated on.
Ah.
She goes, "Oh, we're still friends." She goes,
"I asked him."
He's a really nice guy, but she goes, "You know Rick Nichols?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Oh, he's my ex-husband." I said, "Wow."
Funny.
Small world here in Lexington.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the interview with him, he commented that he was on the road maybe, 200 days out of the year. And I said, "Well, Rick, are you married?" He says, "Not anymore." And I said, "I'll bet you."
Yeah, he's a great guy. And that farm is just amazing. Yeah. They have all their retired stallions out there, and they have huge paddocks. I don't want any of mine to see them. They'll get jealous. But it's a beautiful place, and it's well taken care of, and we're very, very, very thankful.
Been one of our sponsors forever.
Mm-hmm.
Nice people to do business with. You know, I'm very fond of Kent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good.
He came to Ursula's birthday party,
little friend. Yeah, he came to my birthday party.
I remember.
That you gave me. He even raised money on that.
Yeah, I did. We charge money for people to come blow out candles with Ursula.
Not only that, the first time he had a birthday party for me, which was 5 years earlier, he had a surprise party for me at in Midway.
Mm-hmm.
At the Black Tulip.
That's right.
And when it was there, and I walked. I didn't know it was for me. I walked in. There's the jar sitting there. So I throw $100 check in.
Well, that was a surprise.
Yes, that was. So then I find out it was a birthday party for me, and I'm over there.
Yeah, he's trying to get the $100 out of you.
So it ended up costing me $100 to go to my own birthday party.
The next year it cost him $200.
You think this guy doesn't work all the angles?
At least you could write off your birthday party on your taxes.
Well, I guess, yeah. I don't know. Oops. Well, Sunday at Gulfstream, the Miami Shore Stakes was won by Stonetastic, a 5-year-old mare by Mizzen Mass. Stonetastic went to the front, set fractions of 22 flat, 44 and 3, 109. To win in hand as the easiest winner for 6.5 furlongs. She went with 115 and 3. It was the first start of the year for Stonetastic. Winner earlier, the Grade 2 Prior Stakes at Saratoga. She was bred by Mach Mahal, that's Carrie and Craig Bodgen, and she has placed in 6 other stakes, 4 graded, for earnings of over $512,000. Stonetastic displayed the speed. They carried Ms. Direction to victory twice in the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, besting colts Flotilla to the Juvenile Filly Championship in France, and to a score in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf. And it's noteworthy that Mizzen Mass has sired grade one winners at distances up to a mile and a quarter. In fact, he sired 8 grade one winners, one already this year. And he is one of the most versatile sires in North America. With a pedigree devoid of Mr. Prospector, Stormcat, and Bold Ruler, Mizzen Mass offers an outcross opportunity at $12,500 live foal. Stands at Judmont Farm. Call Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at 859-272-7629 and see the website, judmont.com.
Everybody in the horse business knows about Sally Van Service. They've been in the business for more than 6 decades. Number of breeding trips made runs into the millions, and it's a sign of spring here in central Kentucky when you see the Sally Vans taking all those mares to all those breeding trips. Many of the finest thoroughbreds in the world have had a safe trip on a Sally Van. But did you know they can also service your diesel at Sally Vans or take care of your trailer too, rig from front to back? Give them a call, 859-255-9406. They're conveniently located in Lexington. And when it comes to moving your horse, you can depend that a Sally Van's in tip-top shape. And the person behind the wheel is an experienced driver, an experienced horseman. That's why, for over 60 years, a Sally Van has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, the new year has scarcely begun, and congrats has already sired 4 states winners. Last Saturday at Law, Pangburn, bred in Kentucky by Ed Seltzer and Beverly Anderson, and a $130,000 graduate of the Fasey Tipton Kentucky July sale, won the Maryland Racing Media Stakes in her first start of the year. Last year, she won at Saratoga and placed in 2 graded stakes, and in 2 starts as a 2-year-old, she won first time out, ran second in Churchill's grade 2 Pocahontas. She's earned right at $300,000 now. Congrats, 3 other 2016 stakes winners are Forever Darling, winner of the grade 2 Santa Ynez out at Santa Anita, Have You Gone Away, winner of the American Beauty at Oaklawn, and undefeated Polar River, winner of the UAE 1000 Guineas. Congrats, began his stud career as the nation's number one ranked freshman sire, and he has sired major stakes winners in every crop since. He is the only son of A.P. Indy to top the freshman sire list. He stands for $20,000 doing a full stanza nurses, and he stands at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Kyle Wilson, Sean Tuggle, or Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursa Lele.
All right, I've got Dr. Brian Walridge with me this morning, and good morning, Brian.
Morning.
How are you this morning?
Doing well. I'm enjoying this weather.
Yeah, well, enjoy while you can. Won't be here long.
Yeah, I got out. I'm all excited. You know, like, don't rush the seasons, like, say, around Christmas. I'm rushing it. I got the suntan stuff out. I'm going to lay out this afternoon in the backyard in my lounge chair. Going to.
Yeah, probably got snow on it.
Yeah, I meant to, put that, let it warm up in the sun.
The drifts, the drifts that we had behind our house, you know. But
yeah. Oh, jeez.
I think most of the snow's gone, though. I'll notice a little pile up here.
Yeah.
As you turn in, just go past the entrance into the Thoroughbred Center here, there's still a little pile sitting there, you know. I got to go over and tromp on it. Well, what's going on, Doc?
Oh, no, I've had a couple cases of liver disease that I've worked with lately, which is kind of unusual. So I thought we'd talk about liver disease today in horses. Cause it's
God, you've been drinking or something?
Well, no. You know, you can use them. It's not a liver problem, but dogs get they drink antifreeze. You can give them IV alcohol to help them deal with the toxicity.
Is that right?
Is that right?
It is.
So if I drink antifreeze by mistake, okay, I got an IV, or gotcha.
You got to go grab the bottle of vodka if you do, so that'll
okay,
help.
I'll carry
it,
my
competes
vodka
for the same
me.
Enzyme, so okay. It helps offset the toxicity. So.
Yeah. Well, how do horses get liver disease?
Well, when I was down south, there's a toxic plant called Crotalaria that horses won't usually eat because it tastes bad. But if it got in hay, the taste didn't taste bad, and they would eat it and get liver toxicity. It had a toxin that affected their liver. It killed off the cells and caused scar tissue in their liver. But one I had this past week is pretty unusual. The horse had an infection, and it's bile ducts. Horses don't have a gallbladder. That's something that's kind of interesting about horses. Horses and rats don't have gallbladders, but they have.
I don't have one either, but that's a different story. Go ahead.
I'm afraid I've still got mine. Only thing missing with me is my appendix.
Okay, go ahead, Doc.
That's a cecum in a horse. Okay. But the horse had an infection in the bile ducts and also had gallstones, which you can occasionally see gallstones in horses in the ultrasound. You'll see little dots in their liver. And then you can find gallstones in horses don't cause any problems. I've seen them where they're huge, but still not causing any trouble. And it's surgically, and it's really hard to prove that they have gallstones. But surgically, to be able to get to their bile duct is really difficult.
You have to open them up.
Have to open them up, and usually it's so far into the horse you can't get to it.
Ooh.
And then the other horse we had, it was Gulch, who had lymphoma, but that had gotten into his liver, and his liver was really large.
Yeah.
When I ultrasounded him, he had the biggest liver I've ever seen in a horse.
Is that right? Enormous.
How many pounds?
They didn't have a weight for me when I looked at it, but. Normally older horses too, their right side of their liver especially shrinks with age. So sometimes you're trying to look for the liver in an adult horse, it's pretty hard to find. And when I scanned him, he's got an awful lot of liver on the right, but Gulch is pretty tough. It wouldn't surprise me if he had plenty of liver, because he's such a tough horse. But then when I scanned the other side, you can still see really, really large liver.
So you think that it's dietary related then, if you find it.
Which ones? The liver disease?
Liver.
Well, there are toxic plants that can do it. It's really up here, that plant doesn't grow up here. And down south, when I was at the school at Auburn, we'd find that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Or at least the lesions of that toxin. So, the other thing that's more common than we think is when horses get tetanus antitoxin. So, not the tetanus vaccine. But when a horse gets a cut, sometimes you give them the tetanus shot. But the antitoxin is a serum. So it's a horse that's been immunized against tetanus, and you give them that, you know, some antibody. But they found the horses get serum sickness or Thaler's disease from that. And what they found is there's a virus. When I was at school, nobody really knew what caused that, but there's a little virus that's apparently fairly uncommon, but that can cause it too. So if a horse needs the tetanus antitoxin, you give it, but you want to make sure and use it selectively. Don't do it all the time.
Foals ever get this?
They get something called Tizzer's disease, and that's it's a bacterial infection. Usually they're under about 6 weeks of age, and it usually causes death because it causes such severe necrosis of the liver that to their
liver. How do you find that? What, do they just show up with a fever?
Fever and showing signs of liver disease.
What are signs? Yellow?
Icterus, jaundice, just kind of off feed. It's pretty hard. Really, it's something you don't really appreciate until you do blood work and see the liver enzymes are way high. And then that would help you know that something's going on with the liver.
Wow. That's pretty much it for them, huh?
Yeah, I've saved one foal. I know Dr. Byers had written up a case that he had saved years ago, because the case I had, I went back and looked to see what world I could treat the foal with, and he had a case, and so I treated the foal the same way mine lived.
I'll be darned.
It unfortunately died of an accident a few months later. But but the foal was did really amazingly well.
Did Uncle Mo finally figured out that he had a liver problem? Or what was that?
I believe he did have some hepatitis there, back when he was even in active training.
Yeah.
Because Dr. Byers and I had
finally narrowed it down to something that's so hard to find.
And it's difficult. And, there are some liver enzymes that with training, it'll increase them too. And there's one that's real specific to the liver that some horses, they'll run about double normal anyway. So liver can be a little tricky. And sometimes you just have to biopsy the liver, take a little piece of it.
After Uncle Mo threw in that kind of bad race in the wood, although I think it did run third that day. Doc was on the show the next week, I was curious, we get an opinion of what, and I says, Doc, what do you think's wrong with Uncle Mo? And he got this funny expression on his face, and I says, oh, Ursel.
Shut up.
He's treating this horse, and I guess he was, he was on it. And I let it go, but he did explain later on, when it was all over and everything, you know, about what had been going on. And he said at that time that he thought that that horse had to be a world beater to run as good as he did.
Oh, it does, because
with that,
the liver does a lot of things. You know, it's important for blood sugar regulation. You know, it's a detoxifier of toxins in the body and makes bile for digestion.
If I'm not mistaken, you set a track record and also posted the best buyer speed figure of the year while he was, you know, that after this, you know, and it was. Anyway,
that's
impressive.
Why Doc said it's the way he ran. He will be a super sire because he thought he was.
He thought he would. He thought he was. You know
what he did. The
had
way
all
he
the
was.
Potential in the world.
That's right.
And of course, he's got 16 black type horses in his first crop.
Doing very well.
If you want to know where he ranks on the 2-year-old sire list, let's start at the top.
Exactly. I'm going to ask you a favor. Since spring is coming, and there are poisonous weeds around here, maybe you could give us some tips. Because I know there is, like if you trail ride or you're out somewhere, there's a weed that comes up. It's about 4 or 5 feet high. Looks all the world like a corn stalk.
Uh-huh.
And that stuff's poisonous. I don't remember the name of it. But it, you see it growing beside the road everywhere.
Okay.
But if you could maybe give us some tips about.
Okay.
That might be interesting.
I'll look at. Yeah, we're lucky in Kentucky. We don't have really fescue is probably our biggest toxic plant problem. But I'll do some looking for the Kentucky plants. They're most likely cause.
Yeah, because a lot of people I know, you know, after fox hunting season's over and they want to. Ride and stuff. And
is this my picture of Love Me Do?
Yes, it is.
Love Me Do. Thank you very much.
Your hat's in the back of the left side of the picture.
I was looking for me in there.
I didn't see you. Where are you?
See Ursel's hat in the very back row.
Where did I get that shirt?
There are two people.
Somebody
that
must have given me that down at the Salvation Army. That's the ugliest shirt I've ever worn.
He gave me a picture of Jackie and Jamie Bruin making out in the winter.
Jamie.
There are only two people happier than me with that.
I'm trying to get sideways between people so I don't look like a truck. And there's Jamie. He's a riot. He's a funny guy.
He's got his arm around her like that.
I know.
He says, I've got the evidence now.
There's so much going on in that wind picture. It's just so funny to look at.
The wind picture is just hilarious. The other pictures are hurt. You know, going across the finish line is beautiful, and there's one of you with the lead there, but that wind picture looks like looks like the Marx Brothers. I swear it does, doesn't it, Michael? It's
quite a photo.
Quite a photo. Right?
All righty, well.
You should put it up on your website, on the Ursel Ellis Magnificent website.
All right. Well, clothes fall off a 4-year-old filly by De Hair turned in another game effort last Saturday that was in the Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie Stakes at Law. Ran second to Dancing House, a daughter Tappet, with a good stakes mare Lady Sibylia finishing third. Clothes Fall Off has finished first to second in 9 of her 10 starts. For earnings of more than $290,000, she set a new track record going 5.5 furlongs at Aqueduct earlier this year. She was second, beating the neck in the Ford Spring Stakes at Keeneland last year. Bred by Dean Haynes and Shadwell Farm, she sold as a yearling at Keeneland for $70,000, then was resold at the OBS Marsh Sale for $150,000. De Hair is sired a remarkable 12% black type horses from foals. That's 12% black type horses now from foals, not from starters. De Hair, a proven sire of graded stakes winners, won grade 1 stakes. He's by the elite sire Awesome Again, stands at Shadwell Farm. Call stallion manager Ken Barnes at 859-224-4585. Ask about breeding incentives and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Quillen Leather and Tack, the world's greatest leather and tack shop, is located in Paris, Kentucky. They've been in business 35, 6 years. Holy cow. Anyway, they're great. They got it right. Now they practice for 34 years.
Ralph's speed figures.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I know, but the longer you've been there, the better you get at it, and they're about the best. So they've got all the things you need for foaling season. They have got all kind of foal halters and the ones that look like a little X, and they got newborn and foal muzzles. They're very soft, so they don't, you know, bother the foal. They got figure eights, foal halters. They've got shanks. They've got twitches. And besides that, besides anything you would need for a horse in training or a horse on the farm, they have great leather goods. You can get a thing for your collar for your cat or your dog. And what's really good, keep this in mind, they repair things. Saddles, bridles, you name it, they repair it for you and you won't have to buy a new one. So they're downtown in Paris. Let's see, go in three stoplights, look to the left, there they are, and don't forget Rooster Brew, Ralph Quillen's saloon, pub, beer joint,
brewery.
Anyway, brewery. It's there downtown Paris, which just cracks me up. Between the Christian church and the Presbyterian church and the, you know, what?
It's going to be available in Georgetown.
You're kidding.
No, they've opened up a Red State Barbecue, and they're serving some of Ralph's brew at Red State Barbecue, I believe.
Oh, okay.
That's great. He's also...
Did Red State move off of Georgetown Road? It's got another location. Another location? Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, good.
Well, and Ralph's opening up the new place this summer in Lexington, down on Manchester Street, which has suddenly become the in place for beer. And he's got another building in Paris to make more beer. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, they have entertainment, a lot of fun. So
you probably brewed about 5 gallons of it while you're doing that commercial.
Speaking of beer.
Wait a minute.
What?
I'm not through yet.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I've got to take care of Coolmore.
Oh, definitely.
All right. Well, the best son of the great Galileo at stud in North America is Magician. Stands at Ashford Stud. Magician was a champion at 3, a champion at 4, won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf in the USA, won the Classic Irish 2000 Guineas, won graded stakes in the USA and group stakes in Ireland and in England, and he earned over $2,580,000. Galileo, as the sire of more than 225 stakes winners, including 36 champions, is regarded as the most successful sire in the world. And as a multiple Grade 1 winner and a champion himself, Magician fits the mold. Magician's full sister, Outstanding, won stakes in Ireland, placed in the Grade 1 Belmont Oaks Invitational here. His stakes producing second dam is a half-sister to 2 champions and to the dam of another champion. Championship performance runs in the family. The first foals my Magician are due this year, and if they look like their sire, they're going to be great. Magician stands for $10,000 doing a foal stands and nurses at Ashford Stud, and Giant's Causeway as another 3-year-old on the Derby Trail. That's getting pretty routine. In Destin, impressive winner of the Grade 3 Sam F. Davis Stakes last Saturday. Call the farm at 859-873-7088. And for more information, and check the website at coolmore.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursel Ellis.
Shoo's going to hit the fan here pretty soon when they open up this track.
Yeah, I know.
I tell you what.
I'll be outside.
Jackie's got to go out and help Chris. I don't know if Chris got any help or not, but Jackie's go. Well, it's got 10 minutes before it opens up, 10, 12 minutes. Yeah. I remember when I was clocking days like this, you know, my stomach would start to turn over about this time. Jim Pendergrass hired me as a clocker. I retired from training and Keeneland wanted a clocker out here full time, so they hired me. And boy, he suckered me in. You'll have about 40 works a week. I said, well, shoot, I'd do that, you know, standing on my ear. Yeah. The best we had that day, I think we had 119 works, Jackie and I did that day. He lied to me. But anyway, well, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I did it for 10 years.
Breezing the track ponies that day, weren't they?
Oh, I would tell you, they breezing everything. We were sitting out there, it was during the summer, Saturday morning, and we set a table up outside, you know, and there's a gravel out here, you know, and every time somebody pull up, you'd hear that gravel. We were about midway through this, and Jackie says, if I hear any more of that damn gravel, I'm going to scream. but we got it done. Look at Chris, he's all worried about it over there. He's starting to stall walk now. He's going to start weaving at any minute.
He showed me a great race on his phone.
Ball four.
Yeah, that was a good race. Mervin LeRoy. In California.
Yeah.
Mervin LeRoy.
That was, Chris trained that horse, you know.
I know he did.
Yeah. Yep.
And that was in 2009. He beat another horse at the Farm Rail Trip, who was the 3-5 favorite.
Is he at the
farm? He finished 1-2.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
Ball four is now down at Kentucky Downs.
Is he?
At our facility, and Rail Trip, of course, is still.
And oh boy, they wrote the book. Ball four came to see him, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was his name again?
Jim Bouton.
Bouton.
Pitching the World Series for the Yankees.
Yeah. Yep. Started out with Seattle, didn't he? Didn't he start out with Seattle?
No, I think he ended up with Seattle.
Ended up with Seattle.
Seattle Pilots.
They pick it up here. I was a pilot, you know. Pick it up here and pilot over there.
Really? Really? George Burns just came back from the dead.
So George probably turned over his grave on that one.
That one.
Oh, well. Got to have a little fun every now and then.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
But speaking of beer. Oh, were we? Oh, we are. Speaking of beer, Kentucky Ale is going to make an announcement pretty soon about an ale that they're going to come out with, and they're going to give some of the money to all friends.
Oh, great.
So we can sit up at the picnic tables and drink beer, and people come by and say, what are you doing drinking beer all day? I said, well, I'm just trying to raise money. The more we drink, the more we make.
Well, I'll have to give it a try.
I'll bring some.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as they make the announcement.
As soon as they make the announcement. Okay. Are they going to call it Old Friends?
No. They got a good name, though. I'm not saying. I can't say anything. They want to wait and make an announcement.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just giving you a little. I just want you to know that there's a six-pack in your future.
Now, who's making this?
Kentucky Ale.
Kentucky Ale?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's Altec make that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when they make that announcement on it, have them come in and they make it announced right here on the show.
Great. Okay. We'll do that.
Okay.
We'll bring a six-pack in.
Yeah, they
will. We'll bring it up for Rusty.
Bring a keg.
You can tell he went to UK.
We'll get old Chris loaded over there.
I've had a taste of it.
Oh, have you now?
Mm-hmm.
I like their Kentucky Ale.
They have this unnamed
You'd
beer.
You bring some of that, too.
I can tell you the name of it. I can tell you the name of it. Because they already have it on tap at a couple of restaurants. So I went down and tried it just to make sure it met my standards.
It's got alcohol in it. It'll make your standards.
It's called Race Day.
Race Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's got a beautiful. It's got a beautiful label. It's really, really well done. It's a very light kind of IPA, and it's very, very nice.
Jackie, I think this is Craig coming in again.
That's our cue.
No, that's all right. We got another 10 minutes.
Get these thumbs out of here.
Ringing the bell.
Tell him to come on in. That's all. Well, Hampton Court, a grade one winning son of the legendary sire Redoubt's Choice, is standing his first season of stud in Kentucky at Spendthrift Farm. Stands for $6,000 payable when the foal stands and nurses. When we describe Redoubt's Choice as a legendary, we mean just that. He is sired 126 stakes winner, 7 champions. He's the son of the great sire Dane Hill, the sire of 355 stakes winners, the most prolific sire of stakes winners by the great Danzig. Just how popular is Redoubt's Choice in Australia? Well, suffice it to say that his sales really sold for an average of over $397,000. Winner of the Grade 1 Champion Stakes in record time, Hampton Court is out of Roses and Wine, a stakes-winning daughter, Broken Vow. Roses and Wine is a half-sister to the North American stakes winners Byzantine and Pete's Fancy, the latter of the dam of Trey Barrachos, a graded stakes winner and millionaire. Strong female family. The stakes last weekend, Bolo from the first crop by Temple City won the grade 2 Arcadia to become the second graded stakes winner 2016 for Temple City. And La Machina by Malibu Moon won the $100,000 Essex Handicap at Oakmont. Call Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030 and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com. All right. Lubricin is good morning.
Good morning.
I guess you're Craig.
How are you?
Good. Good. We'll be with you in about 5 minutes. Okay. Let's see. Jackie, you can touch him. You know, they bred 3 stakes winners over the weekend. It's just great.
It was a lot of fun last weekend.
That doesn't happen very often, let me tell you. Well, Lubricin and Reborn, that's two products that I kind of happen to believe in. Both of them developed by Dr. Steve Allday, and both of them endorsed by many owners and trainers and veterinarians, and both, incidentally, are all natural. They're test-free. You don't have to worry about clearing the spit box. Lubricin, to put it simply, sustains the integrity of joint fluid, and it reduces the cost of, like acid injections and so forth. I'll tell you who uses it. Jerry Hollenhofer uses it. He had stakes one over the weekend. Tony Dutrow, Todd Fletcher, he and now and then trains a stakes winner. Mike Maker, yeah, he had a stakes one over the weekend, too. They also have Lubricin for humans. I use it, and it helps old codgers like me get in and out of bed, and I tell you what, it really works good. It's here's how you find out more about Lubricin. Just go to lubrisyn.com. lubrisyn.com. Now, Reborn is 100% sterile, whole, concentrated, natural bovine colostrum. It's safe. It's easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages. Good idea to start your foals with it because it strengthens the foal's immune system while he's nursing on the mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. And actually, it supports the immune functions in horses of all ages. So, anyway, it provides a quick recovery from physical challenges. That's more. Learn more about Reborn. It's reborne.com. And you can pick it up at Old Friends, KBC in Lexington, and Horse Sense in Versailles. Well, President's Day at Golden Gate, the Lost in the Fog Stakes, named after that crack sprinter from a few years ago, won by Outside National, the son of Broken Vow, bred in Kentucky by Sienna Farms, and $115,000 graduated at the OBS March sale. Outside National is no stranger to the winner's circle. Won 5 stakes and placed in 6 more, including 2 graded stakes, and he's earned over $326,000. He was one of 12 2015 stakes winners, 18 2015 stakes horses by Broken Vow, the sire of 69 stakes winners, 134 stakes horses. He's also the broodmare sire run Happy. Pretty fast horse, champion sprinter last year, won the Eclipse Award, of course. Broken Vow stands for $25,000. Nice. Due when the foal stands and nurses at Pin Oak Stud, with the stallions Alternation and Cowboy Cow. Cowboy Cow is the sire of All Call, winner Monday of the Little Magician Stakes at Gulfstream, and of Marquee Miss, winner of 2 stakes at Oakland already this year. Cowboy Cow, a multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire by Giants Causeway, was the nation's third-ranked third-crop sire of 2015. Stands for $5,000 doing a full stands of nurses. Called Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens at 859-873-1420. See the website at pinoakstud.com. All righty, let's see. Going to get Craig Barson on here in just a minute.